Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And welcome back to another riveting episode of The Bald and the Beautiful.
The Bald and the Beautiful, featuring Trixie Mattel and Katya Zamolochkova.
And today, we are joined by the complex multi-talents of the inimitable.
One of the most incredible, show-stopping, never the same, puke on it, throw it up, club, another club. Honestly, just one of my favorite drag queens of all time.
Yeah. She's the queen of drags.
Alaska Thunder Fun.
Yeah.
Hi.
Alexis Thunderstorm 500.
Do you have a pageant drag name? Is there some kind of version of that?
Yes, it's It's Juno Fairbanks because they're both cities in Alaska.
Oh, you really Juno went hard left.
That's funny.
Hi, my name
Alaska
is Juno.
Alaska Thunderfun Iman Dupree Andrews at large plus.
Elite.
So for the people at home, you recorded the most wonderful little greeting for my stage show back in, a couple years ago. And I swear to God, every night, you introduced yourself as Alexis Thunderstorm 500. And I laughed every single fucking time. Every single time. It's just so great.
I love a drag name on a drag name.
Yes.
Alexis Thunderstorm
500.
500.
I love that.
Yeah, it's really good.
What kind of recording device do you use remotely?
Oh my God. What is this? Okay. It's like, I'll show you. It's like a microphone.
Because we are talking to one of the world's premier drag
recording artists.
Drag podcast artists.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
And for Race Chaser, and those whores actually get in drag. So if you want to listen to some quality content.
Do you really? Do they get in drag?
They do sometimes.
I see the face there.
I saw you guys at Bianca's poolside in drag.
Right. I mean,
special occasions.
As far as the listeners are concerned, yes, we do get in complete drag, head to toe.
Would you like to describe your look today?
Yeah. Well, yes. I mean, it's hard to describe. I guess these are barrel curls on the top. It's sort of like, yeah, it's like a very high barrel curl. I have a lace front and it's also a lace back. You can see
the sides too. Yeah, I see that.
The nape of the neck is also full lace.
The kitchen, lace kitchen.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, congratulations.
And it was bold of you to wear a
well,
steel
congratulations.
S&M corset. Yeah. With those fetish heels that you can only sit in.
Right. Yeah. The Violet Tchotchke fetish heels.
The commitment to glamour is very inspiring. Thank you so much.
People have harassed us for, like, why don't you guys get in drag for the podcast?
Or they just want to videotape it.
Yeah, but I just feel like since there's multiple versions of us in drag on YouTube every single week, give your boner a rest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quit rubbing the skin off.
I was going to say that it needs a little bit of relief. How long have you been podcasting for, Miss Thunderstorm?
I think it's been 2 years we've been doing it.
2 years?
Yeah.
2 years.
Okay. It's such a great pod. I love listening to you guys.
Thank you.
I started listening when you guys were originally like full-time doing Drag Race recap.
Yes.
Which was so fun because nobody takes the piss out of it more than Willem, and no one's more religious about it than you are. So there's a really good push and pull.
Yeah. Tell me, do you guys, you like sort of went off the, you kind of go off the rails in terms of like the timeline, right? Like you don't cover.
Do you go off?
Season.
Do you ever go off?
Do
you
pop off at all?
Sis, we go off, sis. We go off, sis.
Do you ever snap so hard that you have to pop off?
Does your wig flew the chat?
We started out, and I guess we must have started it in the off season, which now there is no Drag Race off season. It's just like, but we started out and we started from the very beginning, season one, and we were like going along, and then like a new season aired while we were doing that, and we were like, I was like, oh man, I wish we could talk about that season.
Right.
It's happened. All these other people are doing podcasts about it. I wish we could talk about it. And then we were like, why can't we do it? Like, we can do whatever the fuck we want. So, yes. So now when the current season comes on, we switch over and talk about it.
I think that's smart because that's what people are going to remember the most.
Yeah.
Like, I remember highlights of older seasons. If I was a normal person, of course, we know like everything about those older seasons, but.
Oh, yes.
It's like SportsCenter.
It is very
you guys are running
that.
SportsCenter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? Do you ever get this, like people commenting about they're like, oh, too much Drag Race, like too
Girl.
Much oversaturated. I was like, there are 5 golf channels. Do you
Mary,
know what I mean?
I used to watch 7 seasons of a show I didn't like to see one gay kiss.
Yeah.
What show
was
it?
Buffy? Don't watch it.
Yeah, don't watch it.
I'm going to say who it was. Monet Exchange tweeted the other day. She was like, I already feel Drag Race fatigue or something. And I said, whore, don't watch it.
Miss whore.
So funny. But no. The fans love to do that too.
I tried to call her and she didn't pick up. So Monet, I am formally challenging you.
It's true. What is it? Martha, take it easy. Who's the first?
Oh, Patty, don't start.
Patty, don't start. Martha, take it easy.
Martha, take it easy. Martha, take it easy. That also works.
Patty, don't start.
The only time I feel like there's too many is when there's one season a year, you do as a viewer get very much more invested.
That's true.
Versus like, I'm going to have to learn Swedish to watch the season, you know.
But that's like, if you only have one meal a day, then it tastes delicious. That's not, you know what I mean? Like,
you can go to 5 or 6 stores for just one.
You've got a big store.
It's very true. And I think that the Drag Race fandom is capable of handling 2 seasons at once.
These are people that can take 4 loads a night.
Yeah.
Like you can watch. Girl.
Seriously.
We're capable. We're totally capable.
And it's kind of an embarrassment of riches. It's a fun thing to complain about. Maybe that's why people say it.
Oh, I know. Girl. Girl,
well, gay
bye.
People love to complain, period. Don't you think?
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Patty, do not.
Gay people
start.
Also love, they're like representation, and then they get it and they hate whatever it is.
Oh,
not that
way,
though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We hate it.
Yeah. So, Alaska Thunder Fun, you were recently featured. I don't want to like put you on the spot or make you feel uncomfortable, but I just want to say your body is so insane. So we did a music video together, Come in Brazil, and there are so many shots of your like, you're posing in this leopard print dress.
Yeah.
And I just can't really get the proportions of your body in drag are so like crazy.
They're
like,
you.
It's like, it's like almost grotesque. It's like,
here's how I feel that you
Like, I remember one of my first Drag Race gigs. Do you remember me, you, and Tammy Brown doing New Year's Eve in Portland, like 6 years ago?
I do. I remember it well. Our dressing room was the hallway.
A hallway.
Yeah.
And I remember watching Alaska, who's obviously such so famous to me at the time, changing out of a suitcase in a dark, wet hallway. And I was like, oh, this is it.
This is what we're aspiring to.
But I had never seen somebody so little pad so big. And like, I mean, it's a 2-hour glass.
How long have you had that shape, and does it change ever?
Well, you know,
it's incredible.
It's incredible.
It's incredible.
I've just sort of always been built this way. And, you know, I just eat healthy and, it's just natural, you know? No, I find that a large ass is comforting to people. Yeah. I don't know what, like, audience wise. And like, I've recently really gotten into Selena, and I've been like going and watching her like old performances and like her interviews and everything. But like, something about that sort of like, it's your seat is very like grand and like verbose. It's comforting.
And physically comforting, because you're sitting on pads.
I was going to say, like, if you ever, you won't break a tailbone because you'll get the padding if you fall.
Yeah.
Which happened to me. I'm very grateful.
Drag queens really could be crash dummies.
Yeah.
We are a lot of times.
I could be a Jennifer Coolidge stunt double.
Have you broken a bone in drag?
In drag? No. Have you?
No.
Have you ever broken a, have you ever done a Shangela full femur snapped out of the skin?
Yeah. Never done that.
Fracture.
I don't really do enough to warrant a broken bone.
If you or I, she does splits, but if you or I broke something, I think people will go, doing what?
Doing what falling exactly?
Falling off the stage, yeah. Have you ever taken a great fall up there on the stage?
Oh, many, many times.
Is there enough for a compilation?
I don't know, probably. Videos? They're all out there. But then,
really, have you like eaten shit like this one has? I mean, she really ate shit. Like hands, both hands in the air.
Both hands wiggling. Yeah.
The problem with that is that like you fell into the darkness. Like when you fall on stage, then you can just sort of like stay down there and continue doing your thing. But like you fell into the orchestra pit and disappeared. You had no way of recovering.
Both my shoes fell off, and it was like a 5-minute mix and they fell off 30 seconds in. God. So then people tipped me grimacing like, ooh.
Did you know, hurt?
I wasn't hurt. I was embarrassed and scared. But you know who else had a great fall in drag? Have you ever, obviously the Battle of the Seasons one?
Oh, Jinx.
But the other good one of Jinx is her and Major Scales, and she's like, "Here's to the ladies in drag," and she throws out her arm and hits the drink out of Major's hand.
Oh no! Yes.
And then she eats shit, then I love you, Jinx. But she turns on him so fast on that stage. She's like, "Would my piano player get out of here before he ruins the show?" And I'm like, "Woo!
Oh my god!
Yeah,
I haven't seen that one.
It got ugly." It got really
But you
ugly.
Know what, though? I get it. Falling in front of people, and she's singing live.
Yeah, that's humiliating.
Like, I think it was at West 5. It looked like West 5.
Oh, no.
She said, "I'm not going to make a joke out of this. I'm not going to, like, laugh it off. I'm going to viciously attack my piano player and blame him." Because I think it was his fault.
Yeah, she should have looked at it. By the way, I think he was presenting her with a drink, like a full drink.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's where he crossed the line, tried to help her and keep that woman hydrated.
How dare.
So can I ask, when did you know you were beautiful?
Oh, yeah. This is called The Bald and the Beautiful. We are bald and you're beautiful.
Since you're not bald.
I know. How dare I have hair. It's really, honestly.
In 2020?
The audacity. How dare. So you agree. So you think you're beautiful.
So you think you're really beautiful. Or when did you start to feel beautiful, in or out of drag?
No, I was at Burning Man, and it was the first time I ever went to Burning Man many, many years ago. And I was like, and I went to Burning Man and I was like, I don't want people to call me Alaska. I just want to like exist outside of drag, because drag takes over your life. And I was trying to like not do that. Then of course, as soon as I was there, it was like, okay, let's get into it. Yeah.
Did you bring drag?
No, but they just, I was staying with Comfort and Joy, which is a camp, which is like all like fairies and like, so drag was just everywhere. There were just like boxes of it. So like I found this brown hair and I used my own hair in the front and then added this brown hair to it. And we ate Molly and we were riding bikes around the playa at night. And I stumbled into this this tent that was selling true mirrors. And
a true mirror
is like, it's kind of like a shadow box almost. And then there's two mirrors that meet at a perfect angle. Huh. And so it's a reflection of your reflection. So you're seeing yourself how other people see you.
Oh, gotcha.
So it's a little scary and a little weird. Like when you move to the left, the reflection moves to the right. Like it's really weird. And I looked in this true mirror and of course I was on Molly, so it was really twisted. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so beautiful. And I had never, you know, like I had never really had that thought or that notion tangibly before that moment.
I love that.
Wow. Yeah.
Burning Man of all places.
I know. Yeah.
Do you identify as a burner?
No. And I love it. I love the sentiment of it. But like the porta potties, I went a few years ago with Willem and Courtney, and like we had a great time, but I was like, I think I just need plumbing. Like I can't.
Mary,
that is my Burning
seriously,
Man. My Burning
seriously.
Man is like a bathtub, and a clean, like a hotel bathroom is my Burning Man.
Right.
I can't imagine getting in drag like without like a proper shower and then all
air
that
conditioning,
dust and shit. Oh my God. Oh,
it's rough.
Crazy.
And it,
yeah, and people fucking and sucking. Pardon my French.
People fucking and sucking, covered in dirt,
covered in dirt and dust and
Mad Max Waterworld pussy, yeah,
dookies.
I can barely put contact lenses in my eye at Burning Man. I can't imagine like getting fucked at Burning Man. I cannot.
And they're doing it.
But they do it. They do it.
Pregnancy scares. I had a pregnancy scare at Burning Man.
No. Oh my God.
That's not true.
No.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah. I was looking at Christmas specials to watch with my family this week for Christmas, and I was like, let's see what Bunny's up to. And I turned it on for a second, and she said, came into my ass pumping my rump. And then she rubbed her butthole and smelled it and licked it. And I was like, maybe we'll do Tammy's Holiday Sparkle instead.
That's
for
a
the
good
family.
One. That's a good
for
one.
For the family gathering.
Bun Bun is wild.
Who's your fave drag queens? Who made you want to start drag?
He finally did come. I need to watch the Lady Bunny one. My favorite drag queens, I mean, Jackie B is definitely up there. Divine is definitely up there.
Well, Jackie invented Divine.
Jackie,
just so you know.
Jackie is Divine's drag mom. you know, RuPaul. Mm-hmm. You know.
Of course.
Yeah.
How long has it been since you won All Stars?
It's been 84 years.
Yeah. It's been 84 years. I think that was 2016.
Would you ever go back to do like another?
Yes.
You would, really?
Yes, of course.
Would you go back?
No.
Not even.
Do you want to go back?
I would now. Yeah.
You would?
I would. Yeah.
Oh, no. I'd take the money and run. Okay. I got lucky the first time.
I would just go have a wiggle.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Well, I will say it's more fun, like Celebrity Drag Race and Christmas. Yes. Holiday Slay Spectacular. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Going and not competing is very fun.
Yeah.
And I guess if you're smart, you can just get into it and compete well by not thinking too much about it.
Yeah, I would just pretend it was the Holiday Slay Spectacular.
Exactly.
Right. And it's All Stars 26 or whatever. And I'm like, you know.
You guys should go back.
That's what
let's,
I...
Wait, let's take a break and we'll talk more about it.
Okay.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
And we're back talking with the confirmed cast of All-Stars 47.
Seriously.
Confirmed.
We should go back as like different with pseudonyms.
Different aliases. Personas entirely.
Yeah. I would do Sigourney Beaver or Bumpy Bullet.
Bumpy Bullet.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's up there with Frisbee Jenkins. Do you know Sasha?
Wait a minute.
I know who Frisbee Jenkins is.
I just saw her OnlyFans or her Twitter.
Yeah.
Her Twitter is incredible.
Do you know Sasha Bell from season 7 of RuPaul's Drag Race?
Do I?
I do.
Do you think I don't know? Do you think I don't follow Sasha XXL on Twitter?
Yeah, you can crack the code all over her Twitter.
She's looking really
incredible.
Great.
So good.
She looks good.
She's so hot. I would fuck her so. Oof.
She's doing it right. She's like, I'm gonna do OnlyFans and give the children something that they truly will thirst
balls
after.
Dick out. Yeah. Ass out. Like, it's incredible.
Frisbee.
It's fabulous.
Jenkins.
Yeah. And did you know her original drag name was Frisbee Jenkins?
I didn't know that. I just always like see it on That's her things.
So good. Yeah.
Hold on, sorry. I guess I can't go off of that. I was going to bring up my drag name file. Hold on. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, we would love to hear your drag name file.
Oh my God. I mean, they're all mostly horrible, but okay, that's the point. Okay.
I love good drag names.
Oh, and I also put jokes in here. She didn't get a standing ovation. She got a laying down ovation. Okay. Whatever happened to Baby Janeway? Baby Janeway, like Captain Janeway from whatever. Okay, they're not good. teenage.
Sorry, we don't know what that
teenage
is.
Teenage Mutant Tina Turners. Okay.
That is funny. That is really funny.
Okay.
That's good. Teenage Mutant Tina Turner. Roxy thought of one. We thought of one once. Party Turner.
Oh, Party Turner.
Party Turner.
Oh,
I think Party's a good name.
I don't know. Eartha Clit.
That's great.
Oh, stop it.
Eartha Clit's great.
Eartha Clit.
Bonnie Cunt. Oh, that's a nice one. That's a nice one.
Bonnie Cunt. There's such a commitment to have some of these really profane names. I guess you would know, huh?
Yeah, do you ever, I mean, I'm sure you have to like kind of adjust, or not really. Do you have to adjust your name for marketing purposes?
It's like those memes where it's like, this is me on LinkedIn, this is me on Facebook. It's like, on Twitter, I'm Alaska Thunderfuck. On Facebook, I'm Alaska 5000.
Gotcha.
And then there's like Alaska Thunder Fun. There's just Alaska. There's like, you get...
On Parler, you're Beth Hansen.
Right, yeah, Parler.
Isn't Parler like the Republican Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Beth Hansen from Joliet, Illinois.
Should we join Parler?
I have thought about what about a mass? What's the opposite of an exodus where we all show up somewhere?
Crashing.
Yeah, a mass infiltration.
Infiltration, yeah.
Of parlor, a bunch of the crossdressers. Like, we should turn that into our, like...
our thing.
Our drag MySpace.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Why can't we just hang out?
I just want to hang out.
I just want to hang out and have coffee. Oh.
Do you guys want to talk about come in Brazil?
I want to, because I'm telling you, I'm not over this body thing. Like, you have...
the body.
The body is incredible, because you have this waist that's like, it's so thin.
Yeah.
Okay. But you have very broad shoulders. Like, you're not a petite little wisp of a thing. You're quite tall.
No, I'm a giant.
And
yeah.
You have like the supermodel body. And the I mean, it is wild.
But
it's so wild.
That's what Jade Jolie says, is them shoulders need to match them hips. And I learned that in like art class, is like women typically have their shoulders and their hips match in proportion. So like actually I have to kind of pad wide because I do have broad shoulders. So in order to just like balance the whole picture, she does need to like have a wide set.
Especially since you show your arms all the time.
Yeah,
arms
yeah.
and shoulders.
You give really good arm and shoulder.
That's so nice. I mean, really I hate showing my arms. It makes me uncomfortable, but the ventilation is so amazing.
And you have great skin. Do you tan?
Yes. Every day.
Fantastic.
And like it's winter right now, so I have like one sliver of light along the side of my house from the moment of 11 to 11:30. So that's my tan.
What do you, beauty wise, what is the Alaska Thunder Fun 5000 regimen? What does it consist of, like on the face area? Do you wash your face with soap?
No. Do you know Willem uses bar soap on her face?
That tracks. That's not surprising.
That tracks.
That's not surprising.
That's wild to me. I use like a thing that I have a facial guy and Integrity Skincare.
Have you gotten the vampire facials and all that stuff?
No, but I have a facial guy like when the world used to be like a thing. When I was in San Francisco, I would get facials from Integrity Skincare. My friend Brandon works there and he does really great stuff. And he does like have you ever had your nostrils waxed?
No. We did it in beauty school. It's pretty crazy.
What does it consist of?
It's fierce. He puts hot wax on a little stick, like a popsicle stick, and puts it in your nose, lets it set, and then yanks it out, and it pulls out
yanks out like 40 hairs.
Single last hair, and then he shows it to you, and it's like a little cactus.
Oh,
it's
my God.
Crazy.
But wait, isn't it like, don't you have to watch out for ingrown hairs inside the nose with the waxing? Have you ever heard about that?
No.
No?
Never.
It's pretty sick when they do it. I've never had it done to me. It looks like it hurts so bad.
It's probably just a quick...
Yeah, it just feels like a sneeze. It's fierce.
Yeah, it would make your eyes cry for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Yes. Yeah. It's amazing.
I want the ear thing. You know what I mean? They do that thing, they light it...
What do they do?
The ear candling?
Yeah.
Sis wants to do ear candling.
Ear candling?
She's going to do a DIY. It's just me, a birthday candle sticking out of her ear being like, this isn't the same.
I'm going to stick a candle in my ear and light it. Have you ever done that? I don't understand it.
Did you do that on your OnlyFans?
that's what Frisbee Jenkins is doing. She's ear candling. We got to have Frisbee Jenkins over here.
I would love to see
up on the pod to talk about transitioning from a drag queen to a...
to a fuckable hunk of a, like,
girl.
I'm not going to say daddy because he's younger than me, but, you know, fuckable hunk of a man. Good job.
Yeah, God bless her.
Dumper in the back.
Yeah, she's, and I mean, if we're being, sister dick make you sick, but she has a beautiful dick.
Oh, yeah, she does have, she has a great dick. Yeah. It's so weird to be like, I would fuck her. But I would.
But I would. Yeah. I mean, and what?
She she's so attractive. I'm not assuming that she would want to fuck me.
We're not assuming. But
no.
If you're listening,
please
reach out.
I'm prepared to fuck you. Oh my God.
Oh my God. You know who else's podcast I like? If we're talking about the girls with pods, Mr. Roger and Delta.
Oh,
Roger and Delta.
So good.
Raja talking about TikTok. Raja said, I don't want to kick a shoe and change my outfit. I like the outfit I have on.
I love that.
And then
I
that show, that so much. Like, God forbid Fashion Bud doesn't take an online, like, return.
Fashion
Delta's like, we got an episode. We've got a full episode.
Fashion Bug. Yeah. Your fashion comes from a bug.
I love listening to Roger talk.
Delta's so great. I mean, she will literally, like, yeah, she will, a drive through like, altercation will set her off.
Set her off.
Set her
yeah.
off.
It's the best.
Yeah.
She's so funny. She's amazing. And she can, like, she can say one word and it can be like, she can be like, hello. And her level of sarcasm is so varied and layered. She can just say a single word and you're like, oh my God, that's hilarious, fierce. And I also feel red. And I also just am living.
She acknowledged me, but also I feel bad.
Yes. Yeah,
I love that. She's making fun of me to my face right now. I love her.
Everything.
She has that. I mean, that brittle, like, layers of dry.
Did I read? Absolutely.
Did I read? Absolutely.
Did I read? Absolutely. I have been on our little rattles. We like to say so to ourselves. My new one is malicious gay faggotry.
Yeah.
Oh.
It can just apply to anything.
That's
NPB. Nice. Faggotry in Motion is going to be Lola's first album.
Faggotry in Motion.
How many albums of drag music have you produced to date?
Oh my gosh. Well,
we are quizzing you.
I don't know why just music, say in general.
There's 3 solo albums, and then Jeremy and I did an album, and then I did the album with the AAA girls. So that's like...
Oh, you did a whole 5 album.
We did, yeah.
Okay.
You have the best music.
I mean, it is fantastic.
It's so good.
It's so good. And it's funny because, like, so on my EP, it was, you know, featuring Trixie Mattel. You did one sentence, and then featuring Alaska, and you sang the whole song.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Oh.
All the comments were like, I can't believe she has a feature, and she said one line from Silence of the Lambs. Yeah. I'm like, and what?
Yeah.
So good.
Your music is so good. And all your videos, some of them are 5+ years old. They look like they were made yesterday. Like, they're amazing.
So good.
Can I ask? I mean, I know it's old to you probably. The video for... Your makeup is terrible. It's so good. And the video for This Is My Hair is so amazing.
Yeah. That's
amazing. Yeah.
Just your videos are so great.
There was a horse in that, wasn't there?
There was. We got a fucking horse.
It's so wild.
Oh, we were in the video. We were in the video for the tea.
The tea. Yep. I remember that. That continuous shot, that tracking shot.
What a production that day.
Yeah,
that one shot.
Wild. It was wild. Thank you for being in it. That was...
I flew from Provincetown to come in and do I'm in it for 2 seconds doing this.
Yes.
That's it. And I felt so included. And I mean, if we're being gauche, Alaska also
you paid
us. Everyone.
Yeah, that was very
paid
nice.
Everyone.
Very, very nice. Yeah.
The girls paying the girls in this economy? Well, these were different times. We all had jobs. Today, would she pay us? I don't know. Maybe not. She'd be like, I need
definitely
money.
Not. No.
That was such a fun little shoot. It was like in that little warehouse kind of space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to do more music videos. Like,
do you like making music videos?
No,
I don't either.
No.
It's rough.
Do you, Alaska? Do you like making videos?
It's rough. I like
it's rough.
Having music videos.
Yeah, I like having them.
It
I
is
like planning them.
Yes, I wish making them felt like watching them at the end. Because when it is what you want and you watch it, you feel like that girl.
Yeah.
But when you're making it, you're like, I'm an hour in and I already sweated off everything.
Yeah.
And
although our shoot, the Come in Brazil shoot, was really like. Pretty leisurely, don't you think? There was the spread out over 2 days and
yes, which is
bad.
Yes, which is always love. But like it was leisurely for me, girl. You were, you had fucking prosthetics glued on your face.
Oh, but that's fun though. You just sit there.
She did.
They were pumping liquid.
I thought that was
they were.
Real.
They were pumping liquid into the prosthetic on your face.
Pumped.
Honey, pump. Pump it like a trumpet.
Oh my God, somebody commented on I just did this comedy video with Michael Henry, and somebody, there's like a few comments that are like, well, Miss Trixie's getting fully pumped and tucked. I guess it works. I haven't had any.
What are they talking about?
They think my face looks like I got a bunch of work done.
Wow.
I was like, all right, the new getting work done is getting nothing done and insisting that you, I just got a little. Leave them guessing because you did nothing and you're like, it just got a little.
Would you go, would you get the full yank?
Would you get the face snatched off
and pissed back on?
20 years from now, the full yank.
No, I'm going to do it early. I'm going to do it like at 40. I think I'm going to get like a lower facelift because they say like for men it's better to do it early and then it just sort of sits in the right place as you get older. So
yeah, get the full Renee Zellweger. Get a identity theft.
Unrecognizable. Face ID on my phone doesn't recognize me.
100%.
And then a tiny little like a nose job to make your nose like just tiny. I'm like barely there.
Yeah.
I like when the work is, you haven't improved the person's looks. They just have changed into a new human.
Yeah. Right.
So they're not pretty or you're younger. Just different
it's
DNA.
It's a lateral move.
Yeah. It's a lateral move. I'm on the run.
Well, Kristen Wiig, I feel like just.
I didn't want to say it.
Oh, why? No.
But you said it.
I know. So Kristen Wiig apparently had some kind of thing done in my.
She went to the dentist.
That's what I thought. I said it's veneers.
No, I'm just making a joke. Going to the dentist in Hollywood means you got the face snatched off.
So wait.
All I could think of is like, okay, she got veneers, but I don't know. I'm not good with like pinpointing, you know.
I didn't think she looked, first of all, she's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And I didn't think she looked quote unquote better. I just thought she looked different. Like lateral move.
Yeah. And also at 46 or 7, like what's, I mean.
But you know what? We've talked about it on this show before with all kinds of surgeries.
What?
If you get what you want out of it, you better work.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, if she's happy with it, great. But if those Wonder Woman people put her up to it,
I hope they
pressured her.
Gal Gadot.
I blame Gal Gadot. Listening.
How weird is it that Gal, her like most famous role is woman.
Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
But Wonder Woman is so fierce.
I know, but her name is Gal and she plays a woman.
Oh my God.
So weird. Do you know what I mean?
I can't believe that. We're going to take a break. And we are back with The Bald and the Beautiful with our guest, Alaska Thunder Fun, 5 million.
Hiya.
What to you is like the pinnacle of glamour, beauty, female, feminine beauty?
Who's the one to you? Who is just levitating to you with beauty?
I love Raquel Welch in Myra Breckinridge.
Girl. That movie made literally no sense. But the looks.
Right.
The face, the 60s look. Oh, my God.
And Mae
West.
You
gotta watch it. It's so weird.
Like, literally, just watch the Mae West parts. You don't need the rest of the movie. Just the Mae West. Okay.
Did you understand that movie? I was made to feel uneducated and dumb by the plot.
It doesn't fit in with modern day standards of decency as far as, like, the plot of the story. It's like this... it's like about this like gay guy who just gets a sex change in order to like get revenge on the people who tortured him as a young person. And so it's like, that doesn't really work with like, that doesn't, the messaging is a little off.
Yeah.
But Mae West is in it, and it's like one of her last movies, and she's like 80 and like still like fucking roomfuls of men and like.
Yeah. And Raquel Welch, her face and the hair,
the body, the clothes.
And when somebody makes me want to have brown hair, they are beautiful.
Oh, I know.
I never covet brown hair unless it's like a Lisa Marie Presley
or like Sophia Loren.
Girl. Yes.
One of these days, we're all going to go brunette. I just know it. I know we're all,
going to go
do
brunette. Let's do it one day.
I cannot met brunette, bitch. Never. Brunette.
One of these
Brown
days.
Hair.
Someday when we do a shot for shot remake of Practical Magic, though, we are going to have to do red hair and brunette.
Yeah. Wait, am I Nicole Kidman, though? I feel like
I think you're Nicole Kidman.
Yeah. That's fine.
Have you ever done a redhead?
Oh, yeah. I like red.
You do?
I like red, yeah.
Do you like wearing red hairs, Alaska?
I understand that it is beautiful, and I do.
She wore it in the video. She wore red hair in our little...
For some people, it just makes sense.
Yeah,
like,
it does.
I couldn't imagine another color on Jinx.
Yeah.
Right.
I could imagine her as a brunette.
Yeah, or like when Ginger is when Ginger does brown hair, I'm fine with it. But Ginger mentioned red is like, oh, that's your hair color. Yeah,
right.
For sure.
This is it the color sense. That's growing out of your head.
Who yes, exactly.
Really, what's her face? Mary Mack.
Oh, oh yeah, red, red, red.
Total red hair. Yeah. I understand that it's beautiful, so like I get it, but I'm also like, I know that Alaska ultimately has blonde hair.
Yeah.
And dark eyes. Yeah. That's just who she is.
Yeah. Do you like wearing dark lips?
No.
And I have a hard time with it.
Dark what?
Dark lips.
Oh, dark lips.
I understand that it's beautiful, but it's not. But I don't care. It's got to be a dark eye. It's got to be a light lip. It's got to, like, that's just
you
how it is.
Do that light lip.
Yes, I
feel
this.
I think I wear a heavier eye as well.
You do?
I do.
Do you ever wear lashes?
I feel because
two
I wear...
two anvils.
I feel because I wear such heavy eyes, it's hard for me to put on even a... like a red lip sometimes and feel like, whoa.
I love heavy eyes and heavy lips.
But you pointed out, Katya pointed out something to me, like in those big stages though, the nudes don't read, like even with the dark liner, the nudes don't really read.
Like on a theatrical setting. Yeah. Unless you're doing like Unplugged or whatever.
Unless I'm doing like a dark brown liner with like a glitter nude lip, I know that it doesn't really read.
Yeah.
That's why I just get pumped.
Her lips are pretty awesome.
And you had thin, villainous lips on your season of Drag Race.
Well, I don't. I think people's perception.
Hey. No,
I think
villainous.
I think people's perception of beauty has changed, and maybe that's why people say that I have had my lips done. But I, you know, honestly, I think really the world has changed, and so people see me differently.
I think your eyes have shrunk, and so everything looks bigger.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're tan now, so of course the lips look bigger.
Yeah, this things one got... change, and you know, I've grown into my face a little bit, and
second
puberty.
That's what happened to my teeth too. People's perceptions just change.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This one got lips right before the Red Scare campaign shoot, and you couldn't tell her nothing.
Mary, I love it. I love these.
Are you gonna get more again?
Yes, absolutely.
You ready?
Good for you.
I'm ready.
I mean, it's very subtle, and that's...
Yeah, it's like, but it's funny, though, because I'll look back at pictures before, and I'm like, no lips. That person has no lips. And I fully have lips. It's just like...
No lips, who dis?
Yeah. It's literally that. It's crazy.
I think, like, because I draw mine on so big, it's never even crossed my mind.
Yeah, it would be ridiculous.
Because it's like, who cares?
Yeah, it would be ridiculous.
But, oh, well. Can I ask a good question?
Why yes?
Can I ask a good question?
Why yes?
We love drag. We love other drag queens. What drag queens out there, their personal style, their look, where you're like, I want to walk a day in that. Who do you covet? Yeah.
Whose closet would you raid?
Oh my gosh. I mean, how nice would it be to just be Violet Chachki for like a day?
Yeah. We just had her as a guest and her life philosophies were very inspiring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to look like her, but I would not love to wear the clothes. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't want to do what it takes to look that good.
Yeah.
Because it's just too painful.
Painful and sickening and always, never the same, always different. Referencing,
club.
Not
Another
referencing.
Club.
Club, bus, no sleep. And I say again, in case you didn't hear me. Club.
Another club.
Yes. And I say again.
I just saw a meme that was like, me when Corona's over. Club. Another club. I am so ready to go to like Precinct and watch a drag queen and get a little blasted.
Lotto.
It's going to be the Roaring 20s.
I was just talking about this. It's going to be Great Gatsby again.
It is.
It's going to be queer as folk, like the 90s nightlife. I'm going to wear a tank top, fishnet tank top, nipple ring. I'm going to do like gay Ken.
Can you get like a
frosted tip? I don't know how you frosted tip a bald head, but I'm doing it.
Yeah.
We're doing it. Oh my God.
It's going to be really good.
Yeah. I like that.
We're all going to go out every night for like a month.
It's going to, and we're not just going to wear clothes. It's going to be turning looks because we have so much pent up,
different,
you know,
look every night.
Glamour.
I haven't nutted in 9 months. Oh my gosh. Yeah, Violet's pretty much. Who else besides Violet? Who's the one? Who's the one? You could probably fit RuPaul gowns, honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I want to steal one so bad.
Which one do you want?
Like, you know, they display them at DragCon, and we always have access to DragCon, like when they're loading in and loading out. Bitch, I could steal one of those garments and it would fit me and I would wear it.
Yeah, but if you stole it and then it went missing and then they saw you in it, would you? Would this be
something
like your swan song?
This doesn't seem.
The night you want to go to prison, you're just like, this is my
press
look.
Day. It would be a great press hit.
And you return it.
Yeah. A cat burglar. And even though you could just grab it at DragCon, I want you to Mission Impossible drop
like
from the ceiling.
You install lasers to put
it. Yes, you put glass around it just to cut a hole in it.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah. Entrapment.
Entrapment. Because
you guys wear a lot of the same silhouettes. I used to get costumes from Dallas, who makes a lot of your costumes, and she said that your silhouette is Marge Simpson.
Strapless.
It's Marge Simpson with tall hair.
Totally. Holy shit, that's funny.
You're the Marge Simpson of drag, and I'm here to show people I still got it.
Please. Marge Simpson.
I love that. I mean, I'm obsessed with your silhouette, that like strapless, like skin tight and
skin
then
tight,
just body. Tons of curves and the tiny, tiny, tiny little waist.
I loved your look from the finale of or the All-Stars reunion. Wasn't that the bugs?
The cockroach?
The bugs, yes.
So cute.
That was great.
And then you were partially burned, and you call it your Galaxy Note.
My Samsung 6 had exploded. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. What a fun reunion that was.
That was actually, it was a little boring.
Can we go, just to
it
go
was
back.
A little boring.
I know it was a long time for you guys ago, but All-Stars 2 was just the fucking best season of television on the planet.
I think it's the best season of Drag Race ever.
It is.
I really do. What do you think?
I have not gone back and rewatched it, so I don't know. But I will when the podcast gets to it. I don't know. Yes.
Well, your contributions to it are very good. Your big reason why it's great.
Yeah.
It was exciting. The cast was really, really amazing. It was like we had all these great seasons of Drag Race. Oh, work. We had all these great seasons of Drag Race in a row, and then it was just like all the best queens from those seasons all in one place. It was great timing. We didn't know if All Stars was ever going to happen again, and then it did.
And the first time that
great
format
challenges.
Existed. First time the format existed.
Yeah, the twist.
Yeah.
Were you guys gagged when they pulled that out?
Absolutely. I mean, I actually naively thought, stupidly, I was like, oh, we're just going to get like...
We're just going to hang out.
No, seriously. I was like, we'll all be here till the end and we'll get points.
We're going to have old country bouquet and put on wigs.
Yeah. And like, you'll get a marble for each win. And then at the end of the season, you count your marbles and you get like some money or whatever.
Oh,
we literally all thought that.
Yeah.
Nothing could be further from the truth.
No.
You guys both really smoked them.
No, she really smoked. She really came in there like she was clearing the Amazon rainforest, just like a bulldozer.
You did.
Great.
We were together the night you won. Wasn't that the most magical night?
It was cool.
It was at Precinct in LA, which you couldn't really ask for a better. I won at Roscoe's, which was also equally magical.
Yeah, that's great.
Confetti rained from the ceiling, confetti rained from the ceiling, and I was like, I couldn't believe it. And T-Rex said, "Yeah, it was for when you lost, but we didn't want to waste it."
Oh my god.
But it was so magical when you won, and then you had that tall, tall wig on, and
Marge Simpson, and we had to
get that tiara thing, like drop it over the hair,
Jesus.
Like putting on a condom,
like a Scud missile. It's so funny.
Yeah.
I love that.
It was really magical.
Yeah. How would you describe your? This is kind of a dumb question, but like, how would you describe your personal style in drag? And do you have time for style and glamour out, like when the drag is off? Like your boy self, does that ever get any like?
I'm the type of person that could eat like who could eat the same thing for dinner every night, and I could literally
me too. Us too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I could also wear the same thing in drag. Always. I always feel the most comfortable when it's black plastic and I have blonde hair and I have dark eyes and a nude lip, and like that's I feel the most comfortable in that. I could wear it every single fucking day, and I do wear it very often.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're like me too, but I'll change one thing and like, I'll be like,
rewrote
the, I can't believe I've transformed on this day.
Yes.
And people are like, you look exactly the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From eggplant to beige
to aubergine.
Right.
And people are like, I can't believe, girl, you've done it again.
Taking risks. Oh my God.
I love uniforms though. Like in real life and in like, I love uniforms.
Yeah. Do you think it's because we've talked about this? I think it's because the drag queens I like wanted to be like, they looked the same all the time. So I think I always wanted to look, I wanted to be like a cartoon, same outfit every day. Like,
Like
a superhero, an action figure, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Recognizable also when there's so many these days.
Yeah.
That's why, like, if you're a Kimchi or a Fifi and you're so good at being a chameleon,
right?
I think it's an uphill battle with people recognizing you unless you're like a television star, you know, because you could look different every time.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, Jessica Rabbit wears the same fucking dress every night. So, girl,
she's about to do what she's about to do, and she's about to show what the other girls should have did. And out of drag, I don't know if you try, but I always think you look really nice.
Yeah,
and
you
fancy.
Do look really like put together. Nice, clean, concise, consistent.
I wear the same thing every day. I feel most comfortable in a black tank top and like pants.
Presentation. Clean. Talent.
Clean. Sweet.
Let me ask you this. As a man, will you wear a thong? Do you think thongs are sexy on men?
G-strings. I would wear it like for a gimmick. I wouldn't wear it like as my daily underwear because I would just ruin it and it would just be covered in shit by the end of the day.
Yeah. To ask this woman to wear a thong would be to ask her to control her bowels. And that's just something like, that's not on the table for her right now.
It just isn't going to work out.
Or ever.
It's not going to work.
Thongs are making a comeback. I'm just letting you know.
I'm going to wear that thong. I want that man to be able to floss before he eats. Yeah. Do you like lace panties on men?
I would fuck with a guy in a lace panty.
I don't think I would wear it, but I think it's kind of cute when other people wear it.
I wouldn't request it, but if I saw it, I'd be like, oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I love that because anything that's like feminizing the masculine male is like A+. Yeah.
Especially if he has a big can, a big old butt, and then like he wants to get all like faggy.
Or like kind of muscly and hairy with like a lace underwear is very like.
I love that.
Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Ding dong.
We're looking for symmetry. We're looking for precision.
Girl, have you watched, we did an episode of obviously Glow Up on our Netflix show, and I'm so haunted by that final challenge with the lashes with the balls on them.
Oh, God.
We were just talking about, when it comes to buying lashes, if you see feathers, if you see tinsel lashes, if you see little shapes,
black.
Put them down.
Just black. Lashes
just get a black lash.
Yeah, that's it.
Don't try to, and why is it the first time any of us get in drag, we want like pink lashes?
That was me.
Yes.
Why do we all want
was me.
Like blue lashes?
Pink, feather, orange, blue. It's so, I don't know. So
we all thought that was the ticket. Like,
it's
this
not,
is, baby,
it's not,
this
nothing
is
nothing of
me.
The sort.
A pink party page with like blue feather lashes. Like, y'all can't take it.
No.
Y'all can't take it. We're at a Rocky Horror in 2006 and y'all can't take it.
Yeah,
you
it is
can't.
Not.
There's not even a pageant tonight, but I'm getting a crown. I'm winning.
Ugh, they're so gutted.
That's
so
what's fun
good.
About drag, though. From the second you start, you're so bad, but you feel it.
Yeah.
You don't have to get good to feel it.
No, you don't. Because oftentimes, you don't. People never get good.
Oh, for 5 years in ballet, I never felt it. I was like, I'm not good at this. Versus like drag, you can be bad and be like, oh.
Right.
I'm the only one. I'm the only woman in the world right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a feeling. It's an essence. Marilyn has an essence.
Can I ask sort of an abstract? I know we're keeping you a while, but I have a question about your music.
Okay.
How did you invent this? I mean, I'm not saying inventing a bitch track or like a talk over music, but how did you invent this style of music for yourself? Because it really is so fun to listen to. And even in a club environment, people are screaming and talking. It's just like so easy to warm up to, even if you've never heard it.
Right. I mean, I don't know. It's stolen. I didn't invent it. It's very like
Jackie invented it.
Yeah. Right. It's very like Jimmy James, like just stolen from that.
Oh, it's fashionista.
Right.
You got to have a look.
Give a look.
Turn
God,
a look.
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
No one ugly allowed. Fashionista.
I mean, it's literally like, hi. No one ugly
did you ever have allowed. That as your pre-show music at a drag show?
Oh, yeah. Girl, it played in every club. And I was like, I want to do a song like that. So I did hi. And it was like, this is...
That is such a good pre-show
this
song.
This is the song yeah, you hear is. At the beginning of the drag show, you know?
Get ready to tip.
Right.
Is it Tip These Men?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us we look right. Good. It's a yeah, great that's a pre-show yeah, song.
It's a perfect pre-show overture song.
Girl, that's you've great. Done it again. Yeah.
Also, the drag song that really you can't go to a drag show anywhere without hearing it is Working Girl by Shangela.
Oh,
excellent
100%.
Song. Excellent song.
It's the perfect drag song.
You know what song I absolutely love, though? Pump With Me by Sahara Davenport. Do you know
really
that
good.
It's really good. The melody's really, really lovely. And it's a great tune. I listened to it yesterday, and like randomly, it's a really good song.
Maybe we should work it into one of our shows.
It's really good.
Please. It's yeah. really, really good. She's amazing.
Yeah, fantastic.
I just love you.
Oh, I love you too.
I just love you.
I saw you last New Year's Eve at the Globe Theater. You were like one of the last drag shows I saw, probably.
And I appreciate you very much that night because you were the only person. And the first thing you said to me was, "You look really pretty tonight." But you were the only person who told me I look really pretty that night. And I was I was so stressed out. I was in such a mood. And you really elevated my mood. I don't know if you were just being polite or
oh,
what.
Good.
But
you looked great.
It really is very nice. That's why, like, whenever I go to a drag show, like, I always tell drag queens they look amazing because sometimes it bears repeating. Like, you know.
Yeah.
That's very
it
nice
was what I
you.
Needed, like midnight on New Year's, which was, I didn't know, was about to be the worst
was
year
was that
ever.
Last year's New Year's?
You with your backup dancers and your matching outfits, doing this is my hair for like thousands of people. I was like, this is New Year's, bitch. And it's probably the first New Year's I haven't worked because my yeah. boyfriend was like, don't work this New Year's. And we got to see you and it was so lovely.
And now we're going to be doing New Year's this year.
Oh, yeah.
That's
next
right.
Week we'll be doing New Year's together.
By the time this comes out, we'll have already done it.
Yeah. 2021.
So, based on what we say, you're welcome, or we apologize. Yeah.
So, we're very sorry. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us, Miss Thunderfun.
If anybody wants to follow you, where can they find you?
On Instagram, it's at theonlyalaska5000, because somebody stole Alaska Thunderfuck. And Alaska.
Girl, don't even get me started. I hate people. Yeah. I had to be Trixie Mattel 8 on TikTok for the longest time.
You're the 8th one.
Which means 7 people stole from me.
Trixie Mattel 8. Did you type in each one? 1. Oh, take it.
Trixie
two.
Mattel.
Oh, no. Okay. 3.
You know you're famous 3. When you have to be the only Trixie Mattel
the
8.
Only.
Yeah, the only Trixie Mattel 8 at large.
Thank you both so much. It was great talking
well,
with you.
Thank you. Merry yes. Christmas to you.
And to you. And so with you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.